Friendship that I care. I'm Mont.
I'm Kevon. This is our little first episode of the podcast. I'm not really excited because I don't give a fuck about it. And that's the title of the first episode. I don't give a fuck. But, I mean, it's new. Monty.
And I'm fried.
And he fried. So, I mean, come vibe with us for the first episode.
Yeah.
All right, Monty. Shit, we gotta introduce ourselves, like, properly. Okay. I mean, they know our names.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I stay fried. Amon, stay fried. 17, gonna turn 18, couple months, but for now, yeah.
Shit, I'm not fried right now, but I want to. I want to be later on today. I'm 18. I'm Kevon. As I said it, it's a little weird name. I guess it's my mama's first name.
ARP 20.
I ain't mind you shit, no. No. I ain't mind you shit. Why we start the type shit podcast, Monty? You're going to be 14 in like, what, a few months? Your birthday right after mine.
14?
The day after.
17.
You're going to be 18. All right, we getting off topic, though. These people are probably like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about? All right, so, Monty, why we start this podcast?
Why we start it, because, you know what I'm saying, bro, we just gotta let everybody know what's going on in our own generational view, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's eyes different, and everybody's generation different, so, you know, you gotta let everybody know how it is in our generation, you know what I'm saying,
bro?
Yeah.
Shit, welcome to type shit.
What the fuck y'all talking about bodies for? Y'all just type shit.
Hold on, I don't hang with rats, that's some new type shit. Get a nigga whacked on the news type shit. Sipping, drinking, activists on some screw type shit. Just a sad hoe.
Alright. Well, shit, the reason I wanted to start this podcast was because I was bored and I didn't have like shit to do at the time. And then I got shit to do now. So it took us a while to even shoot the first episode. This isn't even the first fucking draft of the episode, of the first episode. There are, what, 500 other drafts? Full episodes? Yeah, we done this shit and we couldn't get the vibe. We don't know if this is a vibe, but we hope we vibe with y'all and y'all vibe with us. We hope this podcast is entertaining because that's the entire point of a podcast.
And send me money too, yeah.
Yeah, send him money because he broke. I'm just fine.
Hey, shit, he not lying, shit. You know what I'm saying? I need a PC, you know. Hey, if I give me a PC, twin, I'm fucking all y'all mamas, you know what I'm saying?
See, I didn't want this podcast to be lame because you know them corny ass niggas will be creating podcasts, and then they get corny, and then they got them long-ass videos, and they got them, yes. I didn't want it to be like that.
I mean, we might do a podcast with a porn star, but who knows, Craig? It depends.
That's an episode. That's an episode. We're doing an episode, and I'm writing that episode up right now with the porn star.
You nigga want to fuck.
Look, I do, and we've been looking at, look, if you a porn star and you watch this, or you came across this, I don't know how you came across this. I probably wouldn't watch this shit.
I ain't paying for no button.
Look, if you a porn star and you came across this somehow, we would love to interview you, and maybe get to know you a little bit. Get to know you a little bit. Get to know you a little.
Yeah, he wanna get to know you. He wanna get to know you just a little bit. Buddy, tweaking.
Well, shit. What you can expect from this podcast is, I guess, a teenage view on world events.
For real?
I would expect that. For real, yeah. Teenage view on world events.
Like,
some you can
think of
us as like this teenage CNN.
Think of each generation having a podcast like this, bro. Think about World War II having a podcast like this, bro. Oh shit, bro.
The boomers? Is it the boomers? If they had podcasts back then, they would be crazy.
Exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, bro. We need podcasts like this more often. It'll be a good human race, you know what I'm saying, type thing to do.
He said it would be a good human race.
Yeah, not human race, but like a good human history, you know what I'm saying? So really tell from each part, you know what I'm saying, of each life.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. All right, well, Monty. I want to dive right in, but I want them to get them to know us a little bit. I mean, we already gave them some information about us, but like, this podcast is going to get a little freaky. It's going to get very, very freaky. Don't look at me like that, nigga. You already knew what you signed up for.
You diddy, nigga? No, Swan.
A little bit. I look like him a little bit, don't I?
Yeah, Swan, you got the same skin color as him.
Yeah, light skin, bitch.
No, you dark monkey coon.
Fuck you, whore. All right, so we're going to do like a bunch of shit. But one thing I really, 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 really want to do is a debate. And that will, if you're interested in debating somebody, we want to do like a Jubilee style debate. But Republican and liberal, because we know those two parties don't mix well right now. You know, this is a very turmoil state. They ops rude. But the conservatives, the young niggas, the YNs, the liberals are the rainbow people.
We don't talk about them.
They the rainbow people. I want to see rainbow and YNs together, you know?
That shit never gonna happen. I ain't even gonna fake it.
But we can add a lot of people to this. Add a lot of people, and I want to hear debates, and I want to hear point of views, different point of views, and I want to debate people. So if you're interested...
All right. Comment. I'm telling you, though.
He is very...
Comment song. He look good.
Through the screen, Monty?
Well, yeah. I'll switch him down through the screen.
Come on now, Monty. Jesus.
That's disrespect at that point.
This is nigga talking about that's disrespect at that point. Bruh. Well, for the first episode, we came up with a bunch of ideas on what to talk about or what to do. And it's really weird that we're starting off this entire series with one of the most controversial, I guess, female politics of 2024. I would say she's the most controversial.
That Indian motherfucker.
Yeah, he said the Indian motherfucker. All right, so we wanted to talk about who, Monty? Who is the Indian motherfucker? Who is the woman that faced the man who didn't just win two elections? I mean, it's very common for presidents to win two elections, but two separate elections during two different terms, not even consecutively. Who is the woman who faced the conservative God? I'm sorry, I don't mean that to be disrespectful, blasphemous. I ain't getting struck down for that. Who is the woman that faced the king of all conservatives?
The woman who couldn't even stand a room with Putin. I'm telling you, she cannot stand a room against Putin. I'm telling you, she could not be in a room with Putin, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Bro, Camilla, this bro, nigga. She cannot be in a room with Putin. She gonna walk out. I seen a video where it was like a room meeting with like Putin, Kim Jong-un, some other people.
All right, so who are we talking about?
I'm talking about Putin right now.
I know, but who was that talking about?
Camilla.
Your ADHD is taking you off course, nigga.
But I seen a real cuz.
All right, let's talk about that in a minute.
In a little minute.
All right, well, we're talking about today. We're gonna start this series off with the political opponent of this of the year, one of the most powerful political opponents of the year to Donald J. Trump, Kamala Harris. All right. Well, as we know, Kamala,
she was about to be our president.
Fortunately for us, Miss Kamala did not win the 2024 presidential election. Fortunately, for 300 million people, that woman will not be in our seat of power controlling our nuclear bombs. But unfortunately for the Californian or the citizens of California, she is turning her gaze towards that state. Apparently, Kamala wants to run for the 2026 election for the governorship of California. Monty, Monty,
She better not try again. She gonna get embarrassed. She better
try again, but she. This nigga told me she better toot her ass. Look, she wants to that would be a smart political move though. Her running for the presidency of, or not the presidency, for the governorship.
Yeah, for California on me, but
is she running the state?
For president?
No. No, that's stupid. That's stupid as hell. Let's not do that,
she
Kamala.
Better toot that ass up.
Yeah, you'll be better at that, Kamala. But running for the governorship of California is a very smart political move because apparently she won 58.8% of that state, and she won the entire state during the election.
Yeah, that's smart, but
that is very smart.
Everything else, that's not smart. I'm not even
running for. It's not. No. It wouldn't be not smart, but I don't think it would be wise if there's a.
Bro, she's gonna get embarrassed again.
But Donald Trump won't run for the presidency. This will be his last term.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah. If he loses again, bro, that would be embarrassing.
Well, apparently she might. She might lose again. Because according to some of her reps, she wants to rerun for the 2028 presidential election.
She can't stand a room with Putin, bro. I'm telling you, bro. She gonna get scared and send nukes, bro. She gonna get scared
about this kid.
And send nukes, bro.
See, I don't think she gonna be that intimidated. I think Kamala got a
yeah,
big
she
dick.
Probably won't, but you know what I mean. Because she gonna be scared.
If she get that intimidated and just start a nuclear war, that would be crazy.
No, but no disrespect to his women, but they're very emotional.
They are very emotional. And you know, the statement that you just gave, a Trump supporter gave like 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, they said they weren't voting for Hillary Clinton because women are too emotional and they can start a nuclear war in a minute, just one period.
I won't say a nuclear war, but a war, yes.
Well, Kamala may just be in the seat of power because she has 41% of Democrats likely to vote for her. Of Democrats in the Democratic Party to nominate her for the presidential election on the Democratic side. If she doesn't have any strong conservative opponents, she may win. Because Trump beat her, but it wasn't by a landslide.
Man, my nigga Trump spanking ad back to back, bro. He won. Wait, well, he 2v1. Bitch, bro. He two. Come on now.
I do think 2024 is Trump's year, and this presidential run is way better than his 2020 or 2017 presidential run.
2025 finna feel freaky.
It is, but do you remember Trump's 2017 presidential run?
2017.
How what black people were like back then about him winning the presidency?
Yes.
Now look at black people now.
They're like, yeah, we actually want him. Cause they see the benefits that they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
this
we
is
don't
like
know
the
what
comeback.
Kamala's gonna do.
This is the combat of the comeback of the century. This nigga is Times Person of the Year. Times Magazine made a article or discrediting Trump as a president not too long ago.
Why?
A lot of people were on the Trump hate trade because he was accused of being racist, which is weird. Because Trump,
he loved black people.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of the celebrities, and that's where people got their presumption that Trump was racist. A lot of the celebrities that called him racist partied with him. Guess where?
Where?
At who parties? At who parties did they party with? At who parties?
Diddy, motherfucker. Hold on. Let me do the dance for you, Diddy.
They party with them at Diddy parties.
Bruh.
And there are a few fucking pictures of Trump at some Diddy parties, which is crazy.
Posted up with Trump
posted up with Diddy, yes. And this nigga, he was partying with all the fucking celebrities, which is why I find it hella strange that they suddenly called him racist.
They say they call people niggers and this, that, blah. They say he touches on his daughters and shit like that.
That was a very weird rumor. That was one of the reasons I did not like Trump in 2017. I was gonna say 2027. Because I heard rumors that he was touching on his daughter.
But hey, bro, who knows?
Well, nigga.
Well, you know. I'm frying on that. I just ate a cookie.
Well, Trump, racist Trump. This is what racist Trump was doing in 2006 with his wife, Ivanka. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm confusing. With his wife, Melania.
Yes, as we can. Look at Diddy.
Diddy accused him of being racist.
And they say that's his daughter.
They don't.
That's not his daughter. That's
I know it's not. They say, motherfucker, they was like, that's his daughter. No, so look at him touching on his daughter. Like, come on, God.
Nobody said that about that image. There were some very questionable images brought against Trump with his daughter.
Come on, son. Get some facts, huh?
And look, we're talking about Kamala right now, but I just wanted to address that because that was crazy. People calling him racist and people slandering his name in 2017. I was one of those people. I did not agree with the
and that's a
concept.
Big allegation. In this day and age, that's a huge allegation.
That is big.
Who is it?
What? Hold on. All right. Shit, I lost my train of thought. I just wanted to address that because that allegation in this day and age is crazy. Trump being racist. What? Where the fuck? The Za?
No, boy, I don't know where I got this Za from.
This thicky. All right, well, I lost my train of thought. God damn it. All right, well, as we know, the 2024 election was a very odd one. Not just because of Trump's, you know, statements about Kamala partying with Beyonce, But what was odder was Kamala was literally partying with Beyonce on the campaigning trail.
Miller is just so unprofessional.
And there were...
I'm still tripping on the fact that she brings Melon, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B to the stage. Couldn't have an athlete? Could I have an athlete?
Yeah, getting the athlete is crazy to do that.
It would have been better than a rapper.
A rapper? What athlete?
I forgot her name. That one female gymnastics that's basically like top ranking, bro.
Simone Biles.
I think so.
But and that's crazy.
LeBron James, LeBron James. That would have been better than a rapper who's like, come on now. And a rapper that's
fourth grade. Because we didn't even know so. Nigga, you was playing with Legos since high school.
Nah. I stopped playing with Legos at what?
13, high school.
Huh? Nigga, no.
I'm talking about until high school. By the time you were 13, you were in your last year of middle school.
Yeah.
So just to end off this Kamala segment, she is the worst political candidate I have seen in a long time using celebrity... She is completely detached from reality, using celebrities' influence and their popularity to gain her own. And that's the only reason people know who Kamala Harris is, because the amount of celebrity endorsements and Hollywood endorsements she has had over this past year. She is the worst person to even consider voting for, even to escape Trump. If you think Trump is a bad person and will lead America into destruction for a I don't even know what word to describe her with. Voting for her would be insane.
All the females, only reason you don't want to vote for her because she's a woman and she's black. No, she's barely even black. She's Indian. And motherfucking, we don't even know what the fuck she gonna do or what has she done.
What has she done? That's what I'm talking about. What has she done? I mean, the entire... More. The Biden administration is failing horribly, and it's in this last year. It has failed America horribly. There is no good that has came from the Biden administration. And let's end off talking about Kamala, because she is starting to piss me off, and the next segment is about her, too. Let's end this segment off with a little collage of all the celebrities that endorsed her to get a little perspective.
Thank you. All right. Vice President Kamala Harris, thank you for having me. I do not take lightly the call to show up, the call to speak up, the call to deliver a message that's been on my heart for a hot minute now. Now, I took my time writing this speech, so I'm gonna make sure I deliver it right. Because I got something I've been wanting to say for a long time. I've been saying it on Twitter, on my Instagram, and I'm ready to tell it to you now.
Imagine our daughters growing up seeing what's possible with no ceilings, no limitations. Imagine our grandmothers. Imagine what they feel right now. Those who have lived to see this historic day.
There are people who want you to see our country as a nation of us against them, people who want to scare you, who want to rule you, people who'd have you believe that books are dangerous and assault rifles are safe, that there's a right way to worship and a wrong way to love, people who seek first to divide and then to conquer.
Union member. As a black woman descended from enslaved people, I am here tonight because I am an American and because I am a voter and because we, the people, are stronger when all our voices are heard.
All right. This next segment is about her, too.
That shit is funny as shit.
Can you believe that shit? This but next segment. Like-
It's just like popping a, it's like popping a pill that you don't know what it is.
That's the best way to describe Kamala Harris as president. Popping a pill, not knowing what it is. This next segment, I must have been fried when I wrote this or drunk or some shit. This next segment is about her as well. And it's about Donald Trump's youngest son. It's about how he's a better campaigning strategist than her entire campaigning team. By far, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't know who Barron Trump is, he is the youngest son of Donald J. Trump. He is 18 currently. He goes to NYU. I'm glazing a little bit knowing so much about this nigga. But I had to look up. I had to look up some shit about him because that I wanted to talk about that. How much better an 18 year old in high school, how an 18-year-old in middle, I'm not high school, college is better at campaigning than Kamala Harris' entire team that went to college specifically for this, for marketing, for PR, to get people on her side who know politics and who make up the policies, because I know no politician draws those policies or make up the policies that, except for Trump, I think Trump spends a lot of time, because he's a businessman, a lot of times constructing the policies. Yes. Yeah, he is. I agree with that. Trump being the more realistic candidate for the presidency. He decided to do the most realistic thing, and Kamala did the same thing, but she did it in the most detached way as possible. And I'm going to show you both of those clips. But right now, let's talk about what drew him to do this. Donald Trump went on the Joe Rogan podcast. Joe Rogan, if you don't know who that is a very famous podcaster. He has a global reach. His main reach are Gen Z young men. Us. I'm pretty sure you watch the show. Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people.
It's a good show to watch when you high or you want to watch something you bored. And it's a very good. It's like a little pop quiz. It makes you think. I like it. It makes you think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like it. Without you going to school, I like it.
All right, well, Joe Rogan has a very wide reach, I would say. And this gave Donald Trump the opportunity to reach a audience that he wouldn't usually reach on network TV. Network TV has lost popularity. No teenager, no younger person, probably in their 20s, eligible to vote, is watching network TV. They're watching their phones. And Joe Rogan, you can watch on your phone. You can watch network TV on your phone, but that will cost some money. And you know, some interviews are posted on Instagram, but not the entire interview.
Awesome.
Watching network TV is like watching cable.
On your phone?
You can watch it on your phone, yeah. Watch cable.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about some watching cable TV on your phone. I'm like, what?
Nah, you can. You can watch.
I know, but I'm fried. Oh, I gotta put you somewhere else, boy. I don't know.
This nigga got the dangers out. All right, look. Well, Donald Trump was able to express his policies and his goals for America freely without any restrictions, which is what cable or network TV does usually. They restrict some content because it's inappropriate for a wide range of viewers. I would say that. Because it's the most accessible form of television.
They had good ass content.
Yeah, with YouTube, they may flag it, but you can still log into an account. And that's how YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, you can watch anything. I just see somebody getting their foot caught off.
Yeah, you can watch pretty much anything. Virtually anything. Not anything too bizarre.
Yeah, not anything too bizarre, but...
Yeah, so that was, like, something that really helped Donald Trump with this election. Going on a podcast and expressing his policies, how he wants America to be, his goal for America, the way he envisions America being. That was the best way any candidate could connect with the people they want to vote for them. Kamala did the same thing, but she did it in a very stupid way. But the entire reason, which is what this segment is about, the entire reason Donald Trump even did this was because of his youngest son, Barron Trump. He suggested he go on this podcast. He thought it would be a good political move, and that ultimately helped Trump in the long run. I mean, these are very evergreen people, so they know how to work the long range to their advantage. They have evergreen projects, evergreen meaning something that will forever give them money. And to quote Trump, or I guess Trump Jr., not Trump Jr., but we're talking about Barron because there is a Trump Jr., that would be a good fast food place. And you would make a lot of money from that. That's a good idea.
Hella
money. Trump Jr. is a good fast food place name. All right, he convinced his dad to go on Joe Rogan. His statement was, and I lost his statement. I lost it. See, I'm trying to be organized and shit. And I know you just laughing at me, Monty, yo, stupid ass.
Well, that shit sound hella good. Bro, I was just thinking about it, cause like, damn, bro, that would be a good ass restaurant instead of a fast food place. Trump.
It would have. Trump Jr.'s would be a good fast food place.
It'll be hella good too, probably. Too.
And imagine he watched this and we see
it'll
Trump.
It'll be expensive. Jr. It'll be more expensive than Five Guys, probably.
But look, imagine he watches this episode and we see like, a few days later. A restaurant called Trump Jr. pop up out of nowhere.
Please. Hey, give me a little pitch. A little pitch in a little.
Barron said, he asked people on there I haven't even heard of. People, like important people. He was basically saying he has important people he has never heard of on this podcast. And this is very appealing to younger audiences, just like us. Appealing. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did I say appealing? I'm using big ass words for no reason. He said he knows all about you. He was saying to his dad, he knows about guys I've never even heard of. Dad, you don't know how big they are. He was saying he doesn't know how big Joe Rogan is. They're big, you know, he said. He told me how big. Wait, that doesn't sound right. He told me how big the podcast was. Donald Trump was just like, who the fuck is Rogan?
Who the fuck is Rogan?
Who the fuck is this? And so he gave it a chance on the advice of his 18-year-old son. None of his campaign managers gave him that advice.
Telling you, bro. All right. Brian got card.
What are you saying?
She brought out what? Who? Three people? Or was it more?
What are you talking about?
She brought out three people to the what? Campaigns or stage or whatever?
She brought a lot of people to the Kamala, she brought a lot of people to the what? What are we talking about?
The artists that she brought out.
That's what I'm talking about. People felt detached from her because the amount of artists and the amount of celebrities she brought out. It wasn't real.
So damn, it was more?
It was more, I'm telling you. She brought out
more?
much? Shit, damn.
What are you talking about, how much?
How much money that was?
Damn. All right, Monty, I think you've had way too much because you don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you tell me.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, look.
I was trying to
Kamala make made her. Kamala, although she made her podcasting a debut first, it didn't reach people like Trump podcast or Trump reach people. It felt like it was like trying too hard. Let's look at the clips. Let's look at Kamala's first.
Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Former President Trump recently told women, "You will be protected, and I will be your protector." What do you make of that?
So he who, when he was president, hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And they did just as he intended. And there are now 20 states with Trump abortion bans, including bans that make no exception for rape or incest, which we just discussed, which means that you're telling a survivor of a crime of a violation to their body, they don't have a right to make a decision about what happens to their body next, which is immoral. So this is the same guy that is now saying that. This is the same guy who said that women should be punished for having abortions. This is the same guy who uses the kind of language he does to describe women. So, yeah, there you go.
I do want to...
I was just saying, was it more than three artists that she brought out?
It was a lot of artists. And we're going to go over that because, look, all right, let's look at Trump's now.
All right, bro, I got you, bro.
Joe Rogan Experience.
And I think...
You know, it's funny, you need at least the attitude of a comedian when you're doing this business. This is a very dangerous business, first of all. It's a very tough business.
It's the most dangerous business.
Yes, the most. Well, for a job?
Yes. Other than going to war and being a firefighter or being a cop, it's the most dangerous business.
It's the most dangerous. Being president is the most dangerous.
Especially you. I mean, haven't even got to the election. There's been two assassination attempts. And they've brushed those out of the news like it was nothing.
Yeah, they'd rather not talk about them.
Imagine if there was assassination attempts on Biden, how hard people would be attacking the right. How they would be trying to get guns taken away from people. They would try to ramp up gun laws. They would try to figure out some way to blame you. If there was attacks on, if Biden got shot in the ear, we would have never heard the end of it.
But I think he's in good shape because it's only consequential presidents. If you take a look at what's happened, look, I'm for having countries pay us billions and billions and trillions even dollars. I took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. Nobody took in 10 cents, not one other president. I do things that make it, I mean, that don't necessarily make me so popular. I just do what's right.
All right, now seeing both of those, I think we can all agree that if we were a person who spoke English and we had no concept of how America functioned, we would all choose Trump as our leader. As a leader, you lead knowing that people will only follow you if you would follow yourself. I don't think Kamala would follow herself. I think she would follow behind whoever the most reasonable, logical person is.
Throw that ass on me.
This nigga's crazy, okay?
I'm just saying, bro.
This nigga's crazy.
Do at that point, man, or make a sandwich.
All right, now, war in Russia. Russia on the move, as we can say. You saw the news about Russia lowering their nuclear doctrine?
I'm not fighting Russia, man.
This nigga's talking about, I'm not fighting Russia.
Boy, them niggas play with bears.
They do. Bears. You saw that shit, bro. I want to look at a clip.
There's some dude on a bear. I'm like, what the fuck? Over a buck. No, I don't care how long you knew that bitch. That bitch still a wild animal.
I'm talking about. We cannot fight those people. I don't know what the fuck the Sleepy Joe on, but he allowed this nigga allowed. Let's look at the Russians fighting bears. Hold on, because I want to see that shit.
Drinking. I want to see that shit. Water. That's bad. Over. vodka. Chug it.
That's what I'm talking about. Russians are so strong, strong-willed, strong-minded. They have a lot of... The Korean niggas are... No. The Chinese niggas.
Yeah, you're right. The Chinese niggas, you're right.
The Korean niggas are I would say they're formidable. But nobody is beating the Chinese niggas.
Little Chinese nigga, boy, them Chinese niggas strong. I seen them niggas, I'm like, bro, it had to be fake. No.
Okay. I picked the wrong video because that I don't think that's real. I don't think that video was real. But I mean, that's just a little perspective of how strong Russians are and how strong-willed they are. And like, let's get on topic. Russia, the leader of the Russian country, has decided to lower their nuclear doctrine. Usually, the only way a nuclear device could be used by the Russian military would be if a country with nuclear capability attacked Russia. So they don't even have to attack it with nukes. They just have to attack it. And Russia could maybe suggest using nuclear capability. But now that he has lowered it so far that if a country with nuclear with a country that has nuclear capability backing them, if they have like a... All right, so let's roll back so people can understand, because I'm not making sense right now. Let's say a country with no nuclear capability like Ukraine has a country with nuclear capability backing them, like the U.S. is backing Ukraine. They could see that as a dual attack by both of those countries on Russia, and they could act with nuclear force.
Okay, they just really just standing on business.
Yeah, he's standing on business. He was not happy. He was not happy with America allowing.
I wouldn't either, bro.
Because you know the damage long-range missiles could have. I mean, I'm not defending Putin, because I know that nigga himself, the damage that he has inflicted on Ukraine is unnecessary.
Yeah,
well,
shit, that's still my nigga, though.
So, yeah, nigga, that sounded like sis.
It's still my nigga.
Nah, I don't like how you said that.
Nah, you know, the young nigga, you wouldn't understand.
I don't think I'd be a nut young nigga to not like that statement.
Bro, you just think negative, bro. Stop thinking negative, bro.
I'm not even thinking negative right now. I'm just saying, I don't like that statement. But look, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying, we're allowing our resources to be used by a country that probably, I don't know if they would do the same for us if we were in hard times.
They weak as shit, bro. What do they have to offer that we probably don't even have?
That's what I'm talking about. It should be like, trade for trade. Probably what are they?
More oil, probably more. No, I said probably a little more this, a little more pocket chain. But like, what the fuck do we need? Like, come on.
What are they giving us? I see what you're saying. What are they giving us?
If we take Russia, now that's a big ass thing, boy. You take Russia, boy. Now that's impossible. That is not possible.
That's crazy. And I'm not dismissing the damage he has done on Ukraine. Look at this photo.
Yes,
I'm
gonna acknowledge it. Putin, bro, he got a picture of Putin on his wall.
Are you talking me? I don't love Putin. Look. That was one time, nigga. I kissed Putin one time at the dance. Look, bro, you was there. Me and Putin did a little making out just one time. But look, this
bro.
Somebody who can do this to a country that I guess is their cousin. So he probably has relatives. He has some sort of physical or mental or emotional relationship with this country. And he did this.
Not somebody whole hood with that.
You don't even know what they use, dumbass.
Shit, bro. I don't know.
But if he has mental connection and a physical connection with the country that he did this to, what do you think he would do to America?
Oh, he is. He gonna fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck him is crazy, Monty. What?
Cuz, bro, that's the fuck. That's the only best way to describe it, bro. He gonna do it to us.
Like, he gonna do it to us. And that's what so many people are saying. So many people saying our government is stupid as fuck.
You know what he do, bro? He gonna write a P on United States using them fucking long range missiles, bro. Just to, you know what I'm saying, bro? Just to do what he do.
You mean a Putin? That would be crazy. Riding a P using a missile, using the fucking missile ruins. That would be crazy as hell.
Yes, bro.
That would be crazy. I don't think he's that crazy, but I do think we're playing with very dangerous waters. And anything could happen. Anything could happen with Joe Biden because that was the person who allowed this act to be done.
He a
sleepy
bitch.
Fucking Joe. Dumbass nigga Joe.
He a bitch, fuck. Bro.
Who elected this nigga? Why? Why did they do this? Bro, it wasn't even our generation.
Like, bro, they more dumber than us, but I thought we were dumb.
That's what I'm talking about. We supposed to be the stupid ass motherfuckers. But we're not. We're not the slow ones in this situation. They elected a very stupid person and put him in power, not even viewing his background. They just saw somebody they didn't like, so they didn't elect him, and they elected this idiot. They didn't look at his background, look at his references. He may have served over Barack Obama.
He old. He washed, yeah.
No, nobody said that shit. People were just stupid as hell.
That's what they thought.
That's what they probably thought. And, you know, I think America would be way better without him.
Bro,
and I'm so glad that he will never come back to that seat of power. He will never see that Oval Office again.
I truly think America need like a damn 30-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like a 30-year-old, 29-year-old.
You have to be like 35 to become president.
I know, but like I feel like we need like a 29-year-old president. Just a little younger, bro. Because, bro, the decision-making on these niggas is low-key kind of ridiculous.
See, people had that with JFK. He was a younger president, so people respected that. Well, they didn't respect that he was younger. They related more with youthfulness than they did with the older candidates. That's why people loved him so much. You said what?
Did he do good, bro?
I mean, he only served for like 3 years.
I know, but like, did he do good, though? I mean, he was a part of, like, you know what I'm saying, the space race, time.
He was a part of way more than that, and let's not get into that right now. I think that would be a good topic for another episode. But, no, I think America really needs to reevaluate how we feel our country should be ran. Because we have a very stupid person running it. Let's take a little recap. Let's go over the moments of Sleepy Joe in this clip right here.
Me, I'm becoming Sleepy Joe.
This nigga becoming Sleepy Joe right now. All right, so for one of our final topics today, I wanted to talk about the model for Drake's Her Loss. I'm sleepy as hell. The model for Drake's Her Loss album. Monty, you know the story of how the model for Drake and 21 Savage's Her Loss album, she apparently praised, I don't want to say it like that, but she agreed with, let's say that, let's say she agreed with some of the things Kendrick Lamar had to say on his album, and she said she didn't feel like they were directed towards Drake, like he wasn't being victimized, like, hey, people, all right, let's just dive right in. I'm pretty sure you know who she is. Because I'm pretty sure you saw the album. And you see that, Monty, you got me tired now, bro. Did you see how I'm talking to him?
Yeah, bro. I'm already
known. All right, so I'm pretty sure we all know who she is right here. Well, apparently she had a lot to say about, you know, what the fuck? I'm sleepy. She had a lot to say about Kendrick Lamar's new album, Gen X.
What's a peach?
Her statement was, this album that Kendrick put out, this is for the world. Like, we could go like two or three songs back, and it's like he's not even talking about, bro. He's at this point in life where he's on some shit like a lot of us, where you're at the threshold of how much you let people play with you. And, like, this is just his way of putting out to the world, nobody is fucking with me. It's not just directed at Drake, she said. I kind of agree with her. But, I mean, a lot of people on Instagram and Twitter, they don't agree with her very much. And it's a lot of Drake fans. Some Kendrick fans agreed with her statement, as expected, you know. But let's read through some of the comments. Let me bring them up real quick. Some of the comments. Whoa, why can't I find any of the comments?
What?
The comments. Comment. Jesus, what the fuck?
Shit, bro. I feel like the second part of the two-part episode, bro, gonna do it good, bro.
I feel like it is, too. You should go watch. You guys, they're... Jesus. This episode has been draining, which is crazy, Monty. Damn, we really got through this shit. Can you believe that shit, Monty?
I can, bro. Yeah,
we got through it, and we're really doing this shit, and we're on. All right, well, I can't bring up the images. You said
bro,
what?
Better if I had a damn PC. I'm telling you, but tax season gonna get me right. Boy, but or do I wanna trip?
Alright, well, as you can tell, this episode is a little sloppy, so I can't bring up the images right now. But I can read them to you because I did have them printed out. Alright. So somebody made the statement that her loss cover was gonna look like this. This is so unprofessional, Monty. Like this. Just a black cover, removing her face because Drake got mad. He got in his feelings. We know he gets in his feelings a lot. We know light skins get in their feelings a lot. We know light skins be very upset.
Yo, sir.
Yeah. Light skins be very upset.
So you been a part of the light skin.
Very, very pouty. Very pouty. And somebody agreed with her. Somebody even agreed with her. Shut up, Creo. Shut up, you
shall
fucking Korea.
Your bitch. Us Latin style shall take your bitch.
Hey, come on now. If a dark skinned nigga came in, if a dark skinned nigga pulled his pants down, it's over for y'all. For me, no, it's over. If I would pull my pants down, black ass nigga, and she saw that jungle dick. If any bitch you would saw my jungle dick, she would immediately come to my side. We got that jungle dick.
My shit.
We got the jungle dick. I don't know. All right, and then we got some Suki haters. Somebody said nobody cares about no damn Suki baby. That's her name, Suki baby, the model. I wanted to bring this shit up. I wanted to bring it up on the screen, but I can't find the images. Somebody agreed with her again. Love the insight from Suki baby. Kendrick's not just an artist. He's a force who knows when to set boundaries and make a statement.
Dick Rider, he's a force.
Kendrick Lamar is a force, nigga. He knows what the fuck he's doing. Yo, little punk, you little fucking Drake fan, bitch, fuck boy, butt
just
naked.
He's just a nigga who know what to do, bro. He's not a force, bro. He's just a nigga who know what to do, bro.
A force and a metaphorical. It's like a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you, Sai. Fuck you. All right, now, we enjoyed having you all here. This episode was a little sloppy. It is a little longer than we wanted it to be. He wants peach cobbler. Monty, we're finna do final remarks. All right, Monty, what do you have to say to the people regarding the first episode of the podcast? Or what do you have to say, like inspiration? We doing costing that shit? No, we not. I'm sorry. We not gonna do that. We not copycats. Yeah.
And if there's somebody you ever think of,
so insightful,
take that gun. You make sure you do it, bro. Make sure you take this shit, bro. Make sure you take that gun.
See, he is very insightful. Y'all saw that shit. Take guns. Kill people.
No, just like hold on, very insightful.
Final remarks.
Hold on.
We enjoyed. I enjoyed having you all here, hearing me rant about topics.
Don't hear.
I didn't get to discuss all the topics I wanted to discuss today. Wanted this episode to be a little fun. Maybe in episode 3 or 2, we can interpretate these topics. But as for right now, this was the Type Shit Podcast. We thank y'all for y'all time. This is a little longer than it should be. Amonte, Type Shit.
Type shit.
What the fuck y'all talking about bodies for? Y'all just type shit.
Put up, I don't hang with rats, that's some new type shit. Get a nigga whacked on the news type shit. Sippin', drinking, activists on some screw type shit. Just a sad hoe.